Our story begins at Heidi's apartment, where Clint has just arrived.
Well, is it true? Are you pregnant, Heidi?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I see you talk to your mother.
How can this be happening?
Clint, you may be 16, but I think you know how this happened.
I'm so stupid. I just got caught up in the moment. We got caught up in the moment.
There's no sense in thinking about what we should have done at this point. It's too late for that. I'm pregnant. The question is, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know. Do you really want to have a baby at this point in your life?
Well, I can see it's obvious you agree with your mother. You want me to have an abortion.
I didn't say that, Heidi. I'm still in shock, okay? I don't know what I'm supposed to think or do.
Your mother hasn't even dropped the charges against me yet, Clint. For all I know, I could be headed to jail for sleeping with you.
That's not going to happen. I promise you that I'll take care of my mother.
I wish Carl was here. I don't have anyone to turn to right now. Dr. Hunt from the hospital helped me at the police station.
You have me, Heidi. I'm going to be there for you during all this. I'll help you.
What can you do, Clint? You don't have any money. I don't even have medical insurance right now.
I'll help you with all of that. Somehow we will find a way. Together.
At the Windsor Academy dance, Dara is dancing with CJ.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, sure.
Are you thinking about Clint?
No, of course not. I'm over it.
Well, no one would blame you if you weren't.
Can we not talk about Clint, please?
All right. Then why don't we talk about Stacy? I think she's about to make a play for Mr. Endicott.
You're kidding me.
No. Look.
Hello, Mr. Endicott.
Hi, Stacy. Having fun?
I guess.
Did you come with someone? I don't believe I've seen you dancing yet.
There's no one I'm really interested in here. All the Windsor boys are so immature.
I'm sure there are probably a lot of guys here who would be happy to dance with you.
Of course. But there's only one person I really feel like dancing with tonight.
Oh? And who would that be?
You, Mr. Endicott. I only have eyes for you.
Stacy, I'm not dancing, but thanks.
Why not? Just because you're chaperoning doesn't mean you shouldn't have any fun yourself.
Look, Stacy, I think you and I should have a little talk here.
Mr. Endicott, I already know what you're going to say. I feel the same way about you. I know it's wrong in other people's eyes, but who cares?
Stacy, you and I are not on the same page here. What I was about to say was that I know you have formed a little crush on me, and I know how it is to have a crush on a teacher, but besides the fact that it would be totally unprofessional, I really have no interest whatsoever.
What? But, I thought...
I know what you thought, and you were wrong. I'm sorry if I sound harsh here. That's just the way it is.
I have to go. You're not the person I thought you were. I hate you!
At their apartment, Rex and Perry have just finished having dinner with Hannah and Todd.
That was great, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
You're very welcome. And Rex gets most of the credit for dinner.
Well, we both had a hand in it.
It certainly was delicious.
So how are you doing?
I'm working on a follow-up article on the subway bombing and the impact it had on some families.
Okay.
I obviously thought about Raven and Marty, but I knew we couldn't write about them, so I've been checking into some other cases, and I came across this 6-year-old boy who is under the state's care right now. A nice couple had been his foster parents, and they decided they wanted to adopt him, but they were both killed when the explosion happened.
Oh, how awful. That poor little boy.
How devastating. Where are his birth parents?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten that far in my research yet, but it's just another reminder of how senseless the bombing was.
Rumor has it that some new information is going to be released soon. I hope so. It won't bring anyone back, but it might help bring some closure to some of the families.
I hope whoever is behind this is made to pay, big time.
At her apartment, Zoe is talking on the phone with her father, Zach.
This can't be true, Daddy. Please tell me it's not true.
It's a long, long story, Zoe. It's not something we should be talking about over the phone.
What do you expect me to do? Just forget that you told me that Adriana Cummings is my mother? I'm adopted? How can that be? You always said that Zelda and I looked like you.
I meant that. I'm still your father. But Adriana wasn't lying to you. She is your biological mother.
But, Daddy, how can that be?
I had an affair with Adriana 30 years ago. It was brief, but it was enough to get her pregnant. When she had the baby, it was decided your mother and I would raise you as our own. And we did. And we loved you, Zoe, more than anything.
You cheated on Mom? I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I loved your mother more than life itself, Zoe. Don't ever think any different. This is a long, complicated story. Please, let me explain it all to you tomorrow when I get to New York.
Why is this coming up now? If you haven't told me in 30 years, why did Adriana tell me now?
Oh, Zoe, Adriana just found out herself. I guess she's had a pretty harsh life and suffered some abuse at the hand of her father. I don't know all those details. But she blacked out the entire period of her life where you were conceived and born.
Was that why she was at Westside? And now she's remembered all this so she was released?
I guess that's part of it. I'm not sure.
I have to go. I need to be alone with my thoughts here.
Zoe, we'll straighten all this out tomorrow. No matter what has happened in the past, you are very much loved.
I'm not sure I even want to see you now, Daddy. What kind of graduation can I have with this bombshell being dropped on me?
You've worked so hard to get to this point. Please don't let this ruin your special day.
That's easier said than done. I have to go.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.